This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I got a phone call from my daughter saying she was hit and she was bleeding in her arm and she was going to pass out. And just come and get her and help her and call the cops and help. And she was just afraid and it was just tragic.
All right, stories like that abound, and that's in light of what happened in Orlando in a nightclub. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sad to break the news. I know you all know this by now, the ugly reality of what we deal with in, you know, the situations of living in a free country, I suppose, but there is no rhyme, reason, or sense to this heinous crime. Here's what's happened, and here's what we do know. A shooter goes into a nightclub, a gay nightclub in Orlando. He lives in Fort Pierce. He makes a drive, goes there. He's suspected of killing the 50 people, of course, and injuring 53 inside this nightclub. Omar Mateen is his name. He's 29 years old. He made that drive about 120 miles, give or take. That's the two different areas. He was employed by a security firm since 2007. He worked for them as a licensed security officer. So he has a firearms license. He was killed by police after a hostage situation at the nightclub. The FBI was aware of him. They became aware of him in 2013 after he made what they called inflammatory comments to coworkers. So they investigated the situation. They interviewed witnesses. They did surveillance. He was interviewed twice. FBI was unable to verify the substance of the comments, so the case was closed. They didn't say much about those comments that concerned the coworkers, but then a year later, he gets on the FBI's radar again because of an association with Monar Mohammed Absalasha, who was an American who grew up in Florida and carried out a suicide bombing attack in Syria, but they determined that the contact was minimal and the case was closed. So Mateen wasn't under investigation, had no record for any of that, just what I just mentioned to you, but that obviously changed. However, he was killed, gunned down outside of that nightclub, and they were definitely looking at him for terror ties. There's no question about that. The process now is identifying the people who were killed. Imagine being a first responder for a second. Imagine, first of all, what that job is like. And we've had many on this show. I've introduced you to many of those people, including so many from 9/11. But imagine that's your job. Seemingly, it's a sleepy Saturday night into a Sunday morning, and nothing's happened, thank goodness. Then you get the call. You go out. You're at this nightclub, and you realize there's so much blood, so much carnage, so much of a nightmare all around you that you have to ask people, please raise your hand or say you're alive if you're alive. Yell out, call out, because we got bodies everywhere. So they were just trying because they knew people were seriously injured. So they needed to find those people that were still alive and get them to the hospitals. So now this is definitely our deadliest shooting. Deadliest shooting. And an ex-wife came forward and said he was scary, he was creepy, he was ill. And she was rescued by her family and taken away from Florida, where she lived with him because she was in fear for her life because he would come home and just beat her for no reason. And because of that, she left. They had met online. He remarried, had a three-year-old son, no less. And whatever it was, even the imam at the mosque that he attended said he was just quiet. He didn't say much of anything. So the pieces of the puzzle are coming together slowly. Let's put it that way. lots of reaction all over the place, from Orlando to the rest of the country. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, and the buzz in the backyard happens to be this because it is so horrific, so senseless, and I think all of us are trying to wrap our minds around what we thought, sadly, could happen with a lone terrorist. And this guy's a lone terrorist, lone wolf terrorist. They don't have anything really hardcore on him tied to anyone else except for 9/11. He calls and says, you know, pledges his allegiance basically to ISIS. Grim, you get the first crack at this, so to speak. Hello.
It is. It's disgusting.
It is.
I mean, I shut it all down 6 o'clock this morning because it was disgusting. I mean, and it's disgusting the way it's being handled, Kate.
I know.
I mean, I could give you the religious background. I can give you all the sites that I sit here and typed up on the Bible. And, it, you know, because my belief, you know, it just boils down to, you know, I'm not righteous enough to make a judgment call.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And my biggest fear is the reason why I shut down this morning the news is because how they were outlining this, you know, because they want to stop us from having guns. They want to control us. You know, I mean, this media wants to get rid of guns. I mean, it's the same thing with all this automation. I mean, you talk to somebody about automation, you know, Uber cars and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you think of the movie Hunger Games, you know.
Mm.
They're controlling the masses, you know, because by computer they can, you know, cause a mass accident thing, you know, that limits life itself. But what's really getting me is that, is this media control. And it's not really the worst, because let's look at Timmy McVie. Although it's the worst shooting,
yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Timmy McVie did worse. And what scares me the most, because all this is, you know, is disgusting enough, but it doesn't really scare me as much as the worst thing that ever occurred that people don't look at and our own government did. And that's Kent State.
Oh, yeah, terrible.
That's where the National Guard shot protesting
yes.
college students.
Yeah.
And it ain't even got hot yet this summer, Kate.
Well, I know. And then when it gets hot, time? You know what happens, yes.
I mean, the last 2 weeks in July and the first 2 weeks in August, it's going to be the heat of the summer.
I know.
With politics and the way things are going and this current political regime we have, and what they've allowed to come into this country that we can't vet and don't know about.
Man, that's bad. That's terrible. That should not happen.
So, I mean, it, you know, this is what's bothering me. Is this where we're headed to. In
yeah.
all honesty, where we're headed to
yeah.
for future for the children.
Exactly. I always say that, and you agree with me. It's about the people behind us.
Yeah, because we're straying. And if Donald's going to do it right, he needs Michelle Bachmann behind him, because she's going to stand up. People, go out and listen to her interview with Janet Morrell from AFN. A 6-hour interview, and she lays out everything that needs to be done, and it is correct. It's based upon morality.
I'll have to go and listen to that, but it is just unbelievable what's happening, and it's true. Then we turn to guns automatically, so there's a lot of discussion about that. There's a lot of discussion about hate crime. There's a lot of discussion about lone wolf terrorists. See you in a few.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I came here to like donate blood, hoping like nothing happened to him. And I just received news from my girlfriend that my friend and her cousin just passed away in this terror attack.
We heard a lot of stories like that. If you've listened to any of the coverage, terrible, out of Orlando, you want to react, you certainly can. As I mentioned, there are some, I think, hysterical rantings going on. There is also immediately the grab for guns. There is also the grappling with what direction are we headed in when it comes to terrorism. There's also the conversation about what needs to be done as far as lone wolf terrorists. And boy, oh boy, I mean, you know, senseless, senseless, senseless. What a massacre. What a outrageous, sickening, sad couple of days it's really been for the people in and around Orlando. And more details are starting to come out about the massacre, as I mentioned. The ex-wife saying he was mentally ill, he was sick, off his rocker, beat her, all that kind of stuff. So she's stunned that that happened, but said it was a horrific life and she couldn't wait to get out of it, that he had a very short temper. He worked for this company for a pretty long time, had a few incidents, but nothing major anyway that they nailed him on or got rid of him for. So there's still those questions, but the FBI had actually questioned him, and it's too bad they didn't have a link into the computer systems to realize that connection. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. My condolences to all those that have been killed and to their families. I'm terribly sorry. This is a sad day for America. It truly is.
It is.
I'm not going to go into my usual rant about Muslims. I'm just going to let that slide. Now, I'm going to try to give you a little levity and change the subject just a little bit. The Ten Commandments. The real reason that we can't have the Ten Commandments posted in a courthouse is this. You can't post, "Thou shalt not steal," "Thou shalt not commit adultery," "Thou shalt not lie" in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians. It creates a hostile work environment.
You think?
Duh.
Oh, that's good. I like that. I'm going to pass it on to some lawyers I know.
Be my guest. You tell me you got it from Dan.
I love it. It's hilarious.
To Jack and all of those that, and Graham and all who wish to comment, remember one thing. We are all Americans. We all stand for the truth and the values that we've been taught, and we want everyone to live. And I'm afraid that this is not going to be a one of, since this man pledged his loyalty to ISIS and he killed over 50 people, some of them gay, some of them straight,
yep,
that this is going to be a marker for the next one that goes out to see what he can do to further the cause of ISIS and those that believe that only through their indoctrination and domination with their religious beliefs that they can control us and make us live in fear. We are Americans. We have faced fear many times and won. Time and time again, we win because we are the United States of America and the United people of America. God bless America and all those that have been taken from us.
Well said. Well said, Dan. Thank you. Absolutely. God bless America is right, and we have faced some terrible atrocities and bounced back from it, and that's the thing to remember, as has been echoed, to not allow this to take your judgment away by what's happened here in Orlando, which is, again, just a horrific, horrific event. I mean, there are no ways to put this into words other than to say, you know, there were straight people in the club, there were gay people in the club, there were all kinds of people in this club. It was really a gathering spot, you know, when you just have that place in a community that's just wide open and it doesn't matter, conservative, liberal, whatever you are, forget the whole labels. It just was that kind of place. And that's why word is trickling in and shocking a lot of people when they're hearing somebody they know is on that list of people who were killed. And in thinking about it, and in thinking about just how precious life is, and to have somebody take that away from you in that way is just an unjustified, undeniably heinous, horrific, horrible, horrible thing. And there is no justice here because, of course, he gets gunned down. Of course, he goes out in a hail of gunfire. And that's it. So there's vigils, there's thoughts about the people, there's discussions. But it doesn't, in the end, it doesn't help the people who are left with the why question. Why? It's the worst, 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 worst feeling in the world. Why me? Why blindsided that way? Why my son? Why my daughter? Why my friend? Ugh. And the fact that he was questioned by the FBI twice is disheartening, isn't it? Because they did what they could do legally, you know, talk to witnesses, flush it out as much as they could, but you can't hold someone unless you have something hardcore. They did surveillance, and he was fine until he wasn't fine, and at that moment he wasn't being surveilled. He wasn't on the radar enough. And that's it. And because he wasn't, and because they didn't catch it, look what happens. But how would they have caught it after they do the investigation and have nothing? And boy, I'll tell you what, the shootings, they describe it as sounding like rolling thunder. And I bet it sounded like rolling thunder, because when you hear gunfire, it isn't like anything you've heard. It is like a firecrackery sound. But the sound at the end of what happened there was an unbelievable sound, as I have now heard that several times. By the way, mayors and police chiefs of wherever you're listening to me have really beefed up security in big metro areas. I noticed it in Dallas a bit since what happened in Orlando. In Los Angeles, they really beefed up security in a lot of different neighborhoods because Omar Mateen pledged allegiance to the Islamic State during that 911 call. It led to, you know, even the gunman's father talked to NBC News and said that he had expressed anti-gay sentiments as well. So that led to this beefed up security. Bill de Blasio, the mayor in New York, said that they had no credible threats against the city or LGBT, but that they have been placed on high alert. And that's what they normally do, so they were just doing it. The same thing in places like Chicago. They were increasing patrols on the north side, and including in the Boys Town area, one of the nation's largest and oldest LGBT enclaves, they would call it. They said they were paying special attention to those areas out of an abundance of caution, really not knowing the pure motivation behind this at all. As I said, we're going to be talking about this and hearing about this for the next couple of days. And believe it or not, there were a few other events that took place during the day, and I'll make sure that we get you caught up on that. Plus, we've got a mailbag coming up. A lot of you sent me emails after finding out about what happened and wanting to react to the shooting. And we'll do that. I'll take many of those. And in fact, I talked about this was the second shooting in Orlando. Christina Grimmie, who was 22 years old, who was a singer who was kind of making a name for herself. She was on the show The Voice. She was killed at a concert in Orlando that she was giving. She did a fan meet or greet. Somebody came up to her. Kevin Loibley came up to her and shot her, and she died in the hospital 5 hours later. Sadly, her brother was with her and witnessed the whole thing, but he may have saved some lives as he tackled him as he was, you know, taking himself out. Oh, my, oh, my. Hang with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, hearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. Spend money about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. The chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
I'm certain of that, as we hear more details coming out of Orlando and this terrible shooting at the nightclub that happened at 2 o'clock in the morning and on, ultimately leading to the death of Omar Mateen, the gunman. In the meantime, many of you had lots to say about that as you filled the mailbag. So with that, we're going to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Brad. Kate, it sickens me to hear what happened in Orlando. Anytime, any life, no matter what their ideology, what the color of their skin, whatever it might be, nobody deserves a death like that. True. I've said this throughout this entire show. Christopher in Florida. Kate, we love you here in the Sunshine State. Please do a tour. I think you'd find a lot of people would come out and meet you. It breaks my heart that once again something horrible has happened in Florida. I know that's irrational and terrible shootings happen all over the place, but I really feel for the people who were in a neighborhood hotspot, not expecting to leave with their feet upright. How horrible for those first responders. Imagine the PTSD that they'll have coming out of this. Yeah, that's like, you know, in Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary, the people who went in to help those kids were so rocked by it. They lots of them got treatment. It's, of course, it's to see their lives, innocent lives, no matter old, young. And these were a lot of young people here, too, not five and six, but young people in their early 20s. I mean, you haven't even really lived. And to have your life cut short for no reason, a senseless death, has got to be tough for family and friends to really try to understand that, because there is no understanding it. This one from Benjamin in Illinois. Kate, two things. One, on the lighter side, the Penguins beat San Jose. Game 6, they win the Stanley Cup. Couldn't win it at home for Game 5. Some probably fans who were disappointed, but they did win it after all. So I suppose that's the good news there. Not how I thought it was going to end, but still a good series, as I'm a hockey fan and I enjoy when you mix in a little sports and have some hockey conversation. I agree with you. People just need to go and see it, and if they go and see it, they'll really, really like the NHL. On another note, it's too bad, while I was relaxing, enjoying that constantly I had updates from various sources to tell me what had happened at that nightclub where you get news alerts. I felt myself, as somebody who considers themselves to be intelligent, saying, I need to back away from this. It was giving me a headache and making me feel terrible. And I can only imagine people who are watching this on a loop again and again and again, how they must feel as well. Be good to get rid of this kind of behavior all the way around, but that's, of course, not realistic. If only somebody knew and somebody could have stopped him. It looks like nobody knew and nobody could have stopped him. He was even a father, for goodness sake. Yeah, but the fatherly duties didn't matter, apparently, because he was willing to stick his son with that and have that following him around. That, oh, no father? What happened? Oh, he murdered 50 people. 53 others were seriously injured, some of them, and injured in different forms. And then he was gunned down by police. Not that that's what he would say, this kid, but he's 3. Who does that? Someone who's not right. Here's one from, it's different. This one is from Betty. Kate, did you see that Hamilton got 11 Tony Awards, missed tying the record for wins in one night? But what a great night it was for what I think is a chance to teach people some history. They took home Best Musical. They took home Best Leading Actor in a Musical. And they took in other awards, too. My wife loves musicals, so whenever we're in New York, we go to musicals or go to theater. I tolerate it, I used to say, but now I really like it because she's shown me a completely other side of what was my point of view. And I have to say, I would love to see Hamilton. It's just very, very tough to get tickets to it. Boy, isn't that the truth. Who you know, right? This one from Linda. I know you're a huge horse racing aficionado. Did you see the Belmont Stakes? I did see the Belmont Stakes, and I saw a creator come across the finish line by a nose. In the history of thoroughbred racing, what's so interesting is 4 horses after Saturday have won the Belmont by nose. It's 1.5 miles. It's the longest race. Exaggerator didn't place on the board. Well down the money. Came in 11th because it's that tough to win these races. And I think people forget that after seeing the Great American Pharoah win the Triple Crown. Just absolutely sensational. Horses like that don't come around every single year, even though the horses that won all 3 races certainly deserve a tip of the cap for excellent, excellent training, taking that instruction well, and winning. Let's put it that way. Winning, yeah, remember when Charlie Sheen said that? Winning is definitely better than losing, that's for sure, right? And you make some good points, absolutely. It's funny. I think plays and musicals are like for some women sports. So some women who don't get it, don't want to go to a ball game with their husband, their man, their whoever, they don't want to do it. But then they go to it reluctantly, kicking and screaming, and then they fall in love with it. And I think that's the same thing for good. I'm saying good plays or good musicals. People who might say, yeah, right, no thank you, end up going, and then they get just suckered into the whole thing. There's something about it. Something about it when you see it live that it just has a completely different feeling. It's just hard to put into words other than to say it's like an electric current when you walk in any of these theaters. I really believe that. And it's a good escape, isn't it? All right, how about, let's take another one. I'm getting off down the beaten path. This one is from Sharon, who is listening to us in Florida. And Sharon says, Kate, I wonder if you've ever been to Tampa, Florida, and if you've ever seen some of what Tampa has to offer versus some of the other cities, not to knock my fellow Floridians. I have been to Tampa. I have a brother that lives in Tampa, so I spent a lot of time in Tampa, and I do like it. I do like a lot of what there is to do, which includes some good museums. It includes an awesome aquarium right there where actually the boats leave. Some of the cruise ships leave. It's pretty fun to watch the cruise ships leave, I have to say. But yes, I think that Tampa is a cool city, and it's connected to so many other Florida cities. It seems like you're not too far away. I mean, you of course are, but there are cities that are closer to you, is my perspective, I guess, and the beaches are so good. How you got me down in this direction. A couple of cappers. This one from Henry. Oh, Kate, where does it all end? I am a Second Amendment rights advocate person, and I really believe in a person's choice to have a gun or not, but I also agree with you, and you've said it many times, responsible gun ownership. In some cases, putting the word responsible in front of guns seems ridiculous and counterintuitive, but there are smart owners, and being a smart owner means you take a breath before you fire, you know exactly what you're in for, and you don't do anything stupid that costs you your life. Yeah, you know, if you get a gun, go to the gun range, woohoo, get concealed and carry. That's all good, but if you're not paying attention to your weapon, you don't have it locked properly, you don't know where it is, then what good is it? I knew somebody once that went into their house, and they got dropped off, so their car wasn't in the driveway or anything, but they knew he'd known some strangers had come in, so just very quietly closed the door of the bedroom where he was and called 911. Now, that is complete poise, because you really don't know what's going to happen, so instead of, and look, he wasn't a victim, instead of being a victim, he took matters into his own hand, and by the way, now he has a concealed and carry permit. But he didn't then, and he just called 911, whispered, hey, here's what's going on. I'm in the process of being robbed. I can tell. I have to hang up the phone. Here's my address. Please send somebody as soon as you can. Hey, I'm in the bedroom whispering. But it worked. It worked. That's key. Whatever works is what I say. Okay, we move on to this one from David. Quickly, I'll say this. Kate, Muhammad Ali laid to rest on Friday. I wonder what you thought of all the eulogies. Who gave the best one in your opinion? Oh, that's easy for me. Billy Crystal. He was put on the map by Muhammad Ali, but deservedly so. And I think he did it so the timing was there, the tempo, everything was just absolutely perfect. Meet you on the flip side.
It's about time. time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and stormy eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through. And I ran around, but I'm so far away.
A few of them crawled out the front of the club. People were running out the back entrance of the club. I heard that some of the people inside were actually, you know, running, crawling through windows.
Let me be clear. We have no tolerance for extremism of any kind. We must not tolerate hateful rhetoric that incites violence against minorities. Religious freedom is the cornerstone of our beliefs as Muslims and as Americans.
All right, a lot of reaction. You heard different views there. Orlando, Orlando, Orlando. And this was all caused by one Omar Mateen. The human cost, the tragedy is just astonishing when you say it's the biggest mass shooting in our country. And, I mean, it's terrible, terrible, terrible that the FBI twice investigated him, looked into him, nothing, and then look what happens. And the FBI can't infiltrate all those cells. They don't have people who can run down actual terrorists, not in numbers they would need. The FBI is spread too thin. And terrorists are very good at what's happening. he was very good knowing exactly where he was going to, what he was going to do, where he was going to go. He was disconnected and connected at the same time, but decided however long ago that was that he was going to end however many lives he could, and that's exactly, sadly, what happened. Too many people died and too many others are wounded. How badly, we don't know, because many of them are being operated on right now as I am speaking to you. I'm sure, rather, throughout the week we'll be talking more about what happened in Florida and the reaction to it, and was it a reaction that was unnecessary? Is it a reaction that is on par with what's happening? When is it too much? When is the reaction too much? And when does it involve whipping up into fear too many Americans who don't have all the facts and are just hearing different possibilities? It is true that we do know a few things, like at the time of the attack, this 29-year-old who was a U.S. citizen was investigated by the FBI twice for possible connections to terrorism. No ties could be confirmed. Did roll into this Orlando nightclub. 50 people were killed. 53 were wounded in the shooting at a very crowded club early Sunday morning. Relatives are being told to wait as they're trying to figure out who's on the list and who's not on the list. That's still happening. And then the blurred lines of why. Was he really acting for ISIS? Was he just using ISIS as the cover? You know, what was it that pushed him in this direction? What was it that pushed him to this particular nightclub? He was from Fort Pierce, not that close to Orlando. He was over 120 some miles away. Was he just delusional? Was he acting under orders from ISIS? No. Was he looking for their approval? That's probably more likely because of the 911 call. That's what I believe. He wanted to let them get credit for it and wanted credit from them for it, because he called and knew what he was going to leave. He knew the message he was going to leave. And remember, on many of the websites, people who follow ISIS, there is a spokesperson, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, who last month incited supporters to carry out killings during the holy month of Ramadan, which is now, and said specifically, no attack is too small, and named the United States as a target. The smallest action you do in the heart of their land is dearer to us than the largest action by us, and more effective and more damaging. He made it clear that anyone and everyone could and should carry out acts of terror in the group's name. Said, don't ask anyone for permission. So they do work hard to fan the flames of terror, ISIS does. They flood the internet with propaganda. They have plenty of jihadists to push their message on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. And they post hundreds of messages of who they hate and who the targets are. And they have publicized lots and lots of hatred toward homosexuals, including releasing the names of fighters, killing people suspected of being gay by throwing them off of buildings. Remember, we've talked about that on the show, and we've talked about it with other people who are experts in the field of terrorism. So once on Sunday it was known that Mateen had said ISIS, invoked ISIS's name, jihadists were celebrating on the internet. They shared screenshots of Adnani's speech calling for lone wolf attacks during Ramadan, and in an act of tribute, several changed their profile pictures on Twitter to a photograph of the Orlando attacker that I've been talking about you know, sadly, wanting to just take in what they would consider to be all the glory. The president reacted. He just expressed outrage and being upset at what had happened here and for the people, expressing sympathy. And I want to make sure we do that. It's really the people. It's a sad day for America. It's a sad weekend for America. It's really the people who are victims, people who were cut down, families grappling to make sense of it where there is no sense, and trying to rise above what's happened, which is very, 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 let me say it again, very difficult to do. It was the last call at this Orlando club, and that's exactly when he started firing. So was he casing it before at one point? How did he know about this club? That's just another question that hangs in the balance. But it's terrible to think that you go to a nightclub in this fabulous country, and before you know it, boom, you're down. It reminds me of in France what ISIS did. People were just cornered. And how do you get out of that situation? And it was a very, very soft target, these mass shootings. Very, very, very. There's actually, in the light of this, too, Donald Trump grabbed the opportunity and repeated his call for a temporary ban on Muslim migration, saying, careful in some ways of what he was saying, but seizing the moment, so to speak, on Sunday, reiterating the call for a temporary ban on Muslim migration, drastically cut that. While Hillary Clinton, he says, wants to dramatically increase admissions from the Middle East. So he's definitely willing to sing the message to the masses if they're listening to it, the demographics. And Mateen was an American, had declared his allegiance, as I've said over and over again, to ISIS, and was the son of an immigrant from Afghanistan, by the way. On Twitter, Donald Trump said that the rampage in Orlando is just the beginning, and he said he asked for the ban on Muslim immigration to America. He says he's taken a hard line against the Muslim Central in his campaign, so we'll see how that plays throughout the rest of the week. The same for Hillary Clinton, who was saying the opposite. And Bernie Sanders is still a factor, too, as well. Thanks so much for listening here on America Tonight. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.